I don't know what the motivation was. You can only speculate as to what the motivation was. But I am told from a very good source that the points that were made that were stressing the favorables of UAlbany and the unfavorables of GlobalFoundries included the fact that the state and public assistance toward UAlbany's nanotechnology center has been a better return on investment in terms of the number of jobs and the number of companies that have become partners with state government, as opposed to GlobalFoundries being a foreign-owned business that received a project that received almost $1.5 billion in public assistance for many fewer jobs and also. My understanding is that the governor's office brought up the fact that the Times Union has done stories about misuse of public funds in connection with the project up in Malta, the GlobalFoundries project. I must also note that since Governor Cuomo has taken over the executive's office, GlobalFoundries has come to Albany to improve upon the $1.4 to $1.5 billion financial package it has had arranged with prior administrations. They have come to Albany to indicate that they would be willing to expand their plan if they could get greater public assistance, more state money. And the Cuomo administration has been very cool to these approaches from GlobalFoundries. I've done stories about how they've sent them away with a no thank you in connection with some of their pitches. So I've gotten the impression that the GlobalFoundries-Cuomo administration relationship is not warm and fuzzy, although I do believe that the Cuomo administration has always felt pretty good about what's happening at the Nanotechnology Center at UAlbany. So my understanding is that once they found out that the White House was coming to town, this was announced kind of abruptly, and that their destination was GlobalFoundries for a presidential visit. There was an attempt, perhaps a successful attempt, on the part of the Cuomo administration to convince them to change their plans. Indeed, the plan was changed. The explanation was logistics. But I have never seen, I'm not aware of the White House being particularly concerned about holding up traffic and making things difficult for localities when the governor, when the president wants to come to town. So that's what I know. You can theorize. There are many theories as to why Andrew Cuomo's people might prefer the Albany dateline to a Malta dateline for the presidential visit to talk about economic development policy in New York State.
Might the name Joe Bruno also be involved? And we know that he was heavily involved in GlobalFoundries, and we also know that he was just re-indicted.
Well, I mean, none of my sources have indicated that Joe Bruno's name or Republican Party was ever brought up in any of the lists of pros and cons. I think they kept it to economic development numbers and you know, job numbers and financial package numbers and stuff like that, and who owns the facilities. But you can speculate all you want. I mean, there are probably 10 or 12 different ideas as to why politically the Cuomo administration would prefer UAlbany.